Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
This is Pete Evans. You're listening to Spinning Jazz, starting off in style there with Tubby Hayes' Quintet from the album After Lights Out. That was Ode to Ernie, written by Harry South, and it was Tubby on the tenor sax and Harry on the piano, Dickie Horden on the trumpet, Pete Elderfield on bass and Bill Iden at the drums. And that's from a 7-inch on the Tempo label, and that's going to be the theme today. I'm going to be playing all 7-inches this morning for the next 2 hours. Some vintage British jazz for the first hour or so, and then we'll vary it a bit after 10 o'clock. And it's in anticipation of this afternoon, because I'm going to be playing sevens this afternoon at Into the Cool in Sheffield City Centre on Victoria Street, off West Street, at the Bath Hotel, a fantastic traditional type pub. I'll be down there with Brett Franklin, Claire Calvis, John Mannion and Gary Bratchford. It's all been put together by Brett, so many thanks to him. As I say, it is soul, jazz, Latin. I'll be playing some jazz between roughly 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you fancy a nice pint and some great music and some cool chilled out Sunday afternoon vibes, then get yourself down to the Bath Hotel, Victoria Street in Sheffield. And next up, we're moving to the Decca label. This is Bert Courtley from 1958 with his quartet. Bert Courtley on the trumpet. Eddie Harvey is playing piano. Pete Blannin on the bass and Eddie Taylor at the drums. London, August the 21st, 1958. Decca Records. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. Remember to check out the full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com, where you'll find also a Mixcloud link. Mixcloud/Revolve 77, subscribe for guaranteed playback every week in fantastic HQ quality sound. Thank you. Records, once again from the 1950s. That is Dizzy Reese and his quintet from an EP called A Variation on Monk, and that was that tune, and it featured Reese on the trumpet. Sammy Walker, a school friend of Reese's from Jamaica, who'd arrived in London, he was playing the tenor saxophone. Norman Stenfalt on piano, Lenny Bush on bass, and Phil Seaman was playing the drums, produced, as indeed were all these fantastic tempo pressings by Tony Hall. And the next track is part of another great series of modern jazz that came out in the UK, the Lansdowne Jazz Series on Columbia. This was Dennis Preston's project, and on this particular tune I'm going to play for you next, which is Duke Ellington's Caravan. It was recorded in 1960. This is an EP called A Guy Called Joe, the Joe Harriet Quintet plus one on side two, so it's actually a sextet. This is Joe Harriet on alto saxophone, Shake Keane on trumpet, Harry South once again on piano, Coleridge Good on bass, Bobby Orr on drums, and on this particular track, Frank Holder is playing the bongos. This is Spinning Jazz. Pete Evans, good morning, welcome along. And I'm here till 11 before I hot foot it down to the Bath Hotel on Victoria Street. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. Some world-class British jazz talent there, taking on one of Horace Silver's classic tunes, Opus Defunct, from 1957. That was on Tempo, produced once again by Tony Hall. And that was the fantastic Jimmy Duker sextet. Jimmy Duker on the trumpet, Tubby Hayes on tenor saxophone, Derek Humble on alto sax, Phil Seaman on the drums, Kenny Napper on the bass. And on the piano, it was Eddie Harvey. And we move into Decca next. And Eddie Harvey is the pianist on this next tune, which is the Don Rendell Jazz 6 on an EP called Packet of Blues. And this is that tune, which was written by Bert Courtley. We heard from Bert Courtley at the start of the show, the UK trumpeter who was particularly active in the late 50s. Bert Courtley on trumpet, Eddie Harvey on piano, as I said earlier, Don Rendell on tenor saxophone, Ronnie Ross, unmistakable, on baritone sax, and it's his baritone that starts the tune off, Pete Blanin on the bass, and Andy White is at the drums.
Thank you.
1959. That is the Jazz Couriers and their treatment of Tad Dameron's beautiful tune On a Misty Night. And that is significant because it represents the recording debut on the Vibes of the great Tubby Hayes. Ronnie Scott was on tenor saxophone, Terry Shannon on piano, Phil Bates on the bass, Bill Iden at the drums from an EP on Tempo Records called Through the Night Roared. Hayes had been playing the Vibe since about 1957, but that was the first time, 59, that he actually was put down on wax as a talented Vibes man. I mean, Tubby could play almost anything. I think I read that he picked up a flute and was just able to play it almost straight away. What a talent, and what a shame that he wasn't around for longer, but he certainly has left us a fantastic legacy of modern jazz, the great Tubby Hayes, whether he's playing tenor sax, baritone sax, the Vibes or the flute. It's always worth listening, and it's always a joy to hear the great Tubby, as indeed it is with all the other greats in the Jazz Couriers group. And we're moving on with something from 1961. This is part of Dennis Preston's Lansdowne Jazz Series. I played a Joe Herriot tune from this series a bit earlier. This was recorded in December 61, and it's the MC5, Mike Carr and his band, which were described by Count Basie in 1960 as the most swinging group in Europe. Wow, praise indeed. Anyway, this is Preludes. It's a suite written by Gary Cox, who's on tenor saxophone, and it was based on a Tyne Tees television Your Kind of Music show, which was shown in 1960. It's based on T.S. Eliot's poem Preludes, and it's a suite in four pieces, or four parts rather, and it's Gary Cox on tenor saxophone, Ian Carr on trumpet and flugelhorn, Mike Carr, Ian's brother, on the piano and Vibes, Spike Heatley on bass, and Ronnie Stevenson playing the drums. A fantastic group of modern jazz musicians from the Northeast. This is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans chatting away as usual, probably saying too much, but hopefully giving you an insight into some of the tunes that I have chosen, all on 7-inch this morning. As I say, I'm going to concentrate on British jazz between now and 10, so another 15 minutes or so of that, and then after 10 o'clock we will vary it a bit. We'll go to Europe, we'll go to America, but we're going to stick with the 7-inch format, whether it be EPs or singles, 33 RPM or 45. 1959 on Parlophone Records. That is Tommy Watt and his orchestra, and that was An Apple for the Teacher, and that's a great band which features amongst others Bob Efford on tenor sax and bass clarinet, Ronnie Ross on baritone sax, Johnny Scott on the flute, Tubby Hayes on the tenor saxophone, and also the clarinet, another instrument Tubby could play. And before that it was another Tommy, Tommy Whittle on HMV Records from 1957. That was Squeeze Me, Tommy Whittle on tenor saxophone, Eddie Thompson on piano, Morris Salvat on the bass, and Jackie Duggan on the drums. Going to head up to 10 o'clock with another one from the swinging Tommy Watt and his orchestra.
Thank you.